listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep the lock right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. It will be our lucky day when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Or if for some reason you can't call in, click on the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player and type it into us, and we'll do our best to read it while we're on the air.
So I found a line of code that you can use to embed YouTube videos. So the one that eBay provides in their suggestion using the video tag does not work for YouTube videos. But there is one that does work.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm not going to read it on the air because it's a little complicated, but I will publish it on the board. And all you have to do is follow the instructions. It's not hard to do. So I will post this in a little bit.
Terrific. Right now, Griff, the retail moments are multiplying like bunnies. Here's one now.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Hop on down the bunny trail to more sales this Easter with a celebration of all things spring. List anything pastel, flowered, or suitable for an Easter basket, as well as anything bunny or egg-related. Promote any crosses you may have, such as pendants or earrings, and don't put all your marketing eggs in one basket. Make an Easter collection on eBay, then put together an Easter items and ideas board on Pinterest. Post Easter recipes or fun ways to color eggs on your Facebook business page with a link to your store. Tweet links to your most Eastery items. Finally, look for Easter decor on clearance and stock up for next year.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Thank you so much for that. That was the wonderful voice, of course, of Frank.
Frank, of course,
the voice of God in Southern California.
The voice of God.
So, Griff.
Yeah.
Oilerman was concerned that he had brought up Howie and made you cry.
Oh, no, no, no.
So he said he shifted the conversation.
Oh, no, no, it's fine.
We need him to know that.
I'm okay.
It's okay.
I'm okay.
We're all going through this with Griff and Howie.
Yeah, we are.
It's all part of the deal.
Yeah.
It was
tears of joy.
Yeah.
Tears of joy. We like tears of joy.
It was weird for you.
What isn't?
It was weird for you.
Yeah, life is weird.
Okay, if you'd like to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter.
Would I?
Yes, that's the one we send out twice a week from Griff.
Yeah.
Just go to ebayradio.com, sign into community.
Yeah.
Then scroll down under the blue Start a Discussion button to the second discussion post. It has the word newsletter in its title. You'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe, and then you'll receive it twice a week right in your inbox, including on Tuesdays, the secret word to win the Duck Quack Prize.
Absolutely.
So, on page 9, Griff.
Page 9? On what?
Of the stuff we sent you over.
You sent me over stuff?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
How interesting.
We're going to do.
Let me see if I can find that.
We're going to do some eBay community news. You know, last Tuesday, eBay announced updates and enhancements to the eBay community, and many of the changes are thanks to direct input from sellers. eBay's goals were to improve the overall look and feel of the platform, to add some functionality, and to address technical bugs. So we're going to give you some of the highlights in just a minute or two, but right now, people are having trouble, including myself, trying to get our chats to match up with the numbers. So eBetsy's on the phone to assist us right now. So eBetsy, we're talking about the chat board order because we want to see the latest chats first.
I have my support hat on.
Okay.
I'm here to walk you through it.
All right. What do we do?
First, you go on your page where you are now, on the chat board page.
Got it.
Go to the upper right-hand corner, and right in between your little round picture and your user ID, you see the little downward pointing arrow?
I do.
Click on that.
I did.
And then click on My Settings.
My Settings. Okay. Got it.
And then that's going to show you the settings page. Click on Preferences tab.
Preferences tab. Just clicked on it.
Then click on Linear Layout underneath that. So the fourth thing to the left, from the left.
There's nothing on the left.
It should say Preferences, and underneath the word Preferences, it'll say Preference Options.
Oh, it says
Display, General,
okay,
and Linear Layout.
Okay, all it says is there's a big thing that says Preference Options, a big blue button, and then underneath it, it says Preference Options, but there's nothing else under that.
No, but right next to that, it should say Display.
Okay, click on Display.
General, and then Linear Layout. You want to click on Linear Layout.
Linear Layout. Got it. Okay, I'm there. And I want...
And that will show you how, what order to put your post in. The default is oldest first.
And I
have
it.
I have it newest first.
I have it on newest first.
Oh, maybe you've discovered a bug.
That's why your post was showing as number 3, but I think Donna has hers on oldest first, which is why her post was showing as number 14.
Uh-huh. Hmm. She has it on newest first too, honey. We both have it on news first. I'm saving this.
But that is where you go and to set all your, and you, I highly encourage everyone to poke around in their settings. You can even now customize the view on your homepage, which is a new thing, to show like what you want to see on your community homepage. And you'll be able to set your settings to receive the newsletter in its full HTML color-coded glory. Full color HTML coded glory, and you're right in your inbox, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff in settings that are very useful.
Okay, well, I just, you know, went there and I have it right, so let's see what happens. I don't know.
You have it newest first. You can set how many topics per page and how many posts per page you see when viewing a topic.
Okay, so what happens is, okay, so now it says 35 replies, hello, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, we should probably do this later.
One of 36. Okay, we'll figure it out. Well, there are a lot of people who are having the same problem.
Right, and we'll, okay.
The boss says we can't talk about it anymore,
No,
Betsy.
I didn't say that.
The big old mean boss.
No, he didn't say that.
Is bored.
Well,
he's bored.
I'm bored?
It's hard to find, and people need to know that they're there.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you, Betsy. I'm going to mess around with it. Later. Appreciate your call. E-Betsy does everything for us.
She does.
The everything person.
She's the best.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay, so last Tuesday, announcement board, some of the highlights. You want to do the first ones?
Sure. This is on page 9.
Right.
Yeah, hold on. Because I was busy looking up video codes.
These are some of the new updates and enhancements to the eBay community.
Well, as you know, last Tuesday, which was just a couple days ago, eBay announced updates, enhancements to the eBay community, and many of the changes are thanks to direct input from sellers and a few buyers. eBay's goal was to improve the overall look and feel of the platform and add some new functionality and address the technical bugs, of which there are legion. Here are some of the highlights. You can now quickly and easily see important announcements and updates in the new community homepage banner. More easily search community from the headers of the category and discussion board pages. Follow a discussion thread more easily with a tighter, simplified page and more structured, helpful button. Focus right in on community content. The About Me information was reduced in size and moved to the right-hand side of the homepage. And there's also some new functionality based on requested features, namely, for one, a new eBay icon on the discussion board pages to highlight discussions where an eBay employee has replied, page numbers at the top and bottom of posts in both discussion boards and group discussions to make navigation easier, two new discussion boards focused on mobile use, timestamps on discussion board threads when viewed on mobile, as you now see on the desktop, and eBay also fixed the following reported bugs. You'll no longer get an error message when you use group admin to view members' lists. That's me and Betsy. Duplicate page links at the top of the group threads have been removed, and contradictory messaging about whether a group was open or closed has been resolved. And for more information, go to the announcements.ebay.com and click on Enhancements to the eBay Community, dated March 14th. You can also click on the announcement from your Seller Hub overview page.
So the easy way to get to the announcement board is announcements.ebay.com.
That is correct.
It's also way down at the bottom.
That is correct.
Of the page. So that's the announcement board. It's the first thing I check in the morning. It's the last thing I check at night.
You know what?
What?
You're a smart cookie.
Well, you never know what eBay's going to pop up with.
Yeah, you just don't know.
And as a seller on eBay, you have to, you know, you have to keep it together.
Yeah, it's true.
So, Griff, it's National Women's History Month.
That's fantastic.
And in 1987, Congress declared March to be National Women's History Month. In perpetuity. I guess they figured, Congress figured that we were going to be around for a while. So I want you to please take a look at a certain item number for me, please.
Oh, I would be happy to. Let's bring it up.
Let's do it. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
3916.
3916.
8262.
8262.
2845.
2845.
Okay, so again, that's 3916, 8262, 2845.
Yeah.
It's a Rosie the Riveter.
It's
by J. Howard Miller poster.
I know Howard Miller.
And, oh, tell us about Howard Miller.
Howie Miller.
Howie. Howie. Oh, but it's not Howie.
Could be.
You never know.
Never know.
So it is a poster framed. It says poster frame.
Well, poster.
Must mean a poster with a frame.
Yeah, you're not getting just the frame. You're getting the poster. And it's it's very cool.
It's
you
going
to get one?
I don't know. I have some mugs already with it.
Yeah, you should get it then.
We can do it. And I marched.
Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, she persisted. The segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. You can ask your eBay question at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. And Lee and I are here. We're available. We're at our desks. We've got our headsets on.
We're clean. We took a bath.
Speak for yourself, babe.
So you had to go with Howie this morning. What time?
Oh, we got there at around 8:15. But it's interesting. It's very close to where he works, so it's just a little bit of a out of the way. It's not even out of the way. And it's a great little business that does these genius prosthetics, each one custom. So we move we're going to next week do 3 in a row sessions there, practice, rehab, strengthening sessions. I have a suspicion that Howie will be up and walking on that thing by the end of the month.
I'm excited.
He's kind of motivated because we're going on a week trip to Tennessee to visit his family in May. And I think his goal is he would really like to be using that as much as possible when we go.
And I don't blame him, and I know why.
Of course.
Sure.
Independent.
You got it, babe.
Independent.
It's a big thing. So, trivia question.
Yeah.
During World War II, American women entered the workforce in unprecedented numbers.
They had to.
As widespread male enlistment left gaping holes in the industrial labor force.
That's right.
There was one cartoon woman that was the star of that government campaign aimed at recruiting female workers for the munitions industry. Mm-hmm. She became perhaps the most iconic image of working women during the war.
I know who it is.
And is used today to emphasize the strength of a woman worker.
Was it Shelley the ship fitter?
Who was she? Give us a call. At eight, it was a cartoon person. Yeah. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And first one to call in with the answer wins the Bubble Fest.
Was it Susie, the shift supervisor?
Gift certificate. Oh, God, I make these so hard, don't I?
You do.
Tom in Pittsburgh, black and gold gifts. Hey, Tom, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
I'm good. Is this a good connection? Can you hear me well?
Yes, we can.
We can.
Okay, because you're kind of breaking up on my end, but that's as long as you can hear me. First off, just wanted to say that I just submitted a new event for May, and that it's going to be in a state sale trip planning meeting. So that'll be fun, and our sales are increasing. That's a good thing. But I just got some really good news on the medical side. For those who aren't familiar, back in October 2014, I was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer, which had actually spread to a lymph node. And, you know, if you know anything about stage 4 and Gleason scores, it was a Gleason score 9, so it wasn't looking really good. But I went through surgery and radiation and hormone treatments, which I stopped against doctor's advice back in this November. And coming from the doctor, the same doctor who gave me the original prognosis just last week, he stated that you're no longer under any treatment, cancer's been undetectable for a year, go and live a normal life.
Oh, Tom, I'm so happy, honey.
That's great news. So,
you guys have been through so much.
I'll tell you, I floated out of that office.
I guess.
I bet.
So what are you going to do? So, you've got to celebrate.
Oh, we've been celebrating.
I hope so.
I will say, if you're over 50 and you haven't had a prostate exam, get it done. And if you're experiencing any of the symptoms of an enlarged prostate, go get it done.
Yeah.
Not something to fool around with. I was extremely blessed to beat this. And we're not using the word cure at this point. It's a little too early for that. But I go back in 90 days for a bone scan just to be sure, but he basically said, get out of here.
Yeah, so. It's really important. It's something, you know, it's... There's still some stigma attached to this because, you know, the exam for some men is really not easy, I guess.
Yeah,
for some of us,
fun,
it's a piece of cake,
that.
But for others, it's not. But it's really important because this can be a pernicious and hard to get a hold of cancer once it gets established.
So is the test really that bad?
For me, no.
I'm not a man, so, you know.
Well, let's just say it's more embarrassing than it is bad.
Okay, really, I get it.
You know, so when I went for my first exam, and I know it's we're not the interesting thing happened. So the doctor was like, his whole bedside manner changed, and he was talking to me like I was a 5-year-old kid, saying like, "Now I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do." And I said, "Yeah, go ahead. So what?" And then afterwards, I said, "You know, doc, we've known each other for a long time, but you really changed during this examination." He said, "Yeah, you know, I have to only because, you know, I've had, you know, big grown men break down in tears and some faint." And I thought, wow.
Oh, my.
I guess I understand now. I just never occurred to me.
You know, having a mammogram, they squish you, you know.
They do squish you.
It hurts a little bit, you know.
I bet.
Well, listen, Tom, we're so happy, sweetheart.
We are. This
honestly,
is the best
I think
news.
About you all the time. And please hug Charity for us, okay? And we're so happy to hear this.
I'll do that, but to swing this back to eBay, if it weren't for eBay, I wouldn't have been able to earn a living during this whole mess.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's only been in the last year that I've really been back on my feet. You know, I spent 20 days in the hospital, and that weakened me. So now I'm back pretty much to full strength, but because I had eBay to do at home, I was able to keep working and keep earning a living.
We've heard this so many times, Tom, and it makes sense.
We have, yeah. It
makes
sense. Yeah.
You don't have to go to a job every day and get up and get dressed and drive in your car. You can do it right from home. Tom, thank you for letting us know that. We always love to hear from you.
We do, and we're glad it's working out well.
Tom, known as Black and Gold Gifts on eBay, look his stuff up. He has a lot of interesting stuff, sports and things like that. Tom, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Steven from, I believe it's Hogansville, Georgia, known as Bowtie Thunder 83. Hey, Steven, what's your question or comment?
Well, I think I have an answer to the trivia question.
Oh, boy.
And what would that be?
It is Rosie the Riveter.
Yay!
Yay! If you had said Patty the Persister, we would have... We would have actually accepted that, too.
Okay. Let me tell you what to do, Stephen. Send me email, please, at contest@voicemarketing.com.
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
And in the subject, put, I won the trivia contest. Okay?
Got it.
I'll get that out to you today. Thank you so much, Stephen. Stephen, what do you sell on eBay?
We have a little bit of everything store. We specialize in... men's large size clothes and just other knickknacks and collectibles.
And the name of your store is Supersonic Thrift?
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
All right. We'll take a look. Steven, thank you so much for your call today.
Thanks, Steven.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So, Griff.
Yeah.
So, Rosie the Riveter.
Yes.
So, I went to the march. Okay.
You did? Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of the women, there were like 40,000 women in San Diego in this march. Women and men. I'm sorry. Men and women.
Yes.
And people had a lot of the signs they were holding up were just sweet and very womanly and, you know, love everyone and everything. And there I was with mine.
All right. And?
Had a picture of Rosie the Riveter.
Were you the only one?
Wait a minute. And up at the top it said, grab this. And then...
You funny woman.
It had a picture of Rosie the Riveter with her fist up. And then underneath it said, woman power.
Woman power.
Yeah, next time I might say something a little sweeter. I don't know. I don't know if we're supposed to be sweet when we march. I have no idea.
Well, you can be whatever you want.
That's
basically.
Very true.
That's the power of being a woman.
That is very
or
true.
Or a human being, let's just say. You can.
Woo! Say, want to mention again, don't forget to tune in to the season 2 opener of eBay's Open for Business podcast. Drops today at ebay.com/openforbusiness. And it's titled Reinventing Your Business. And if you'd like to listen and subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or RSS feed, go to ebay.com/openforbusiness. And Griff, you're in the second one. I think you're in the one they're going to drop next week.
Yeah, I think so. I read this. I haven't heard it yet, but I read the script of the final product, and they do a wonderful job. So it's definitely worth listening to, and the features some great sellers too.
So we can't wait to hear you in it.
I can't
either. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not the only person in it, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I'm just like a commentator.
I get it.
So I'm turning into one of those, you know, those talking heads when they bring a pundit on a show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. That's
just bring
thing.
Griff in.
Yeah. I'm changing my name to Kellyanne.
Okay.
Griffy Ann Conway. That's my name.
Yes, and you'll be there all the time. You'll be on TV every day. They'll call you in.
I have to tell you, being a spokesperson is always a difficult job.
It is.
I think in some situations it's probably almost impossible.
Right.
You have to wonder how people manage to do it.
That's right.
So
I wonder every day. Hmm. Well, you know, in my past, I've had a couple of bosses that were horrid. One of them, my mother came to meet me for lunch one day, many, many, many years ago, like in the 70s, late 70s. And she heard our boss screaming and yelling at us in the radio station.
No.
I mean, screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and calling somebody, you're no good and this and that. And she said to me, why are you putting up with this? And I said, good point. I soon left, but... You know, we've had some bad bosses in our time and had to put up with it. So, Griff, do you celebrate Easter at all? You don't. No.
Do I sell anything that's Easter?
Celebrate Easter. You don't.
Do I celebrate Easter?
We
not for years.
Well, we often celebrate Easter before the official beginning of spring, but not this year, because this year we pop into spring next Tuesday. You and I will be on the air when we spring.
Get out. Really?
March 21st.
Oh, wow.
I'll talk to you about this. I have an item number I want you to look at.
Yeah, let's do that. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. You can spend less time shipping and more time selling. Join the fun. Ha ha. 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Keywords.
They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Listen while you list.